Hello and welcome back to In Bed with Lucy Season 4, the raw and uncensored place where we're free to discuss the nitty-gritties of the adult industry. Everything I discuss is of my own opinion and does not reflect on the community at large, as everyone experiences sex work differently. This podcast is rated R18+ and may contain explicit language, make reference to sexual assault, drug and alcohol, self-harm, domestic violence, and other triggers not limited to the previous mention. If this doesn't fit, then kindly stop now. For everyone else, well, let's get this party started. Hello and welcome back to another fantastic episode of In Bed with Lucy. We are still talking to my dear friend, Miss G. How are you today?
Hello.
We're going to continue on with our whore stories or horror stories, whatever you want to call it. But do you have any more stories for us?
I have actually got a great story that just happened today.
Oh, spicy. Talk to me.
So as we all know, we had to go and vote. It's always a time that we don't really get excited about. But the most exciting thing about my voting process today was I actually got to run into a client that had actually given me some crap and was
verbally
actually
abused
threatening me.
You and yes. threatened you, even physical violence on you.
Yeah,
and
got actually threatened to send one of his female friends around to bash me. Wow. So
what a man. What a tough man, right? He had to send someone else over. What a fucking gronk.
So, yeah, I just thought it was quite hilarious, actually. So I was waiting in line to go and vote with my mum and my sister.
Yeah.
I've turned around and spotted him probably about five people behind me in the line.
Yep.
Went in, voted, did all my stuff. And then as I came out, he was just about to leave. So I walked straight up to him and said to him, "Have you got anything to say to me?"
Nice.
He put his head down and tried to walk away. To which I said, "Oh, have you got anything to say to me? Weren't you going to bash me?
Are you going to send someone over to fucking bash my head in? Are
you threatening me? Like, over to bash me?" And then he just turned around and looked at me and goes, what? I said, "Oh, you haven't got anything to say. Oh, it's because you're full of shit and everything you said about me was a lie." My family was like, "Who's that? Like, what's going on?"
So you had no shame to actually confront this client?
Not
in
at
front
all.
Of, go, girl.
I haven't seen him since. So it was actually like, wow, okay, the opportunity's presented itself. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to let an opportunity like that fly.
Oh,
fuck no.
Stupid to do.
You weren't born yesterday, darling.
So I could have really let him have it. But, just basically said to him, "You've got nothing to say to my face, but you're all talk when you're on the phone and you're sending messages and texts." The funny part was he actually booked me for a stepmom fantasy experience.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I had to explain to my mum that I actually met him as a client and had to pretend to be his stepmom for a solid hour.
Yay.
So, when I told my mum that he was actually sucking on my toes and stuff a couple of months ago,
sorry, trying not to laugh.
It was quite funny because we all got in the car and I basically just did the quick rundown of why I dislike this man.
Yeah.
When I mentioned that he was sucking on my toes, my sister, who's 19, she just lost it, thought it was the funniest thing she'd ever heard. My mum was just like, "What?" And yeah, I went into a bit more detail and was explaining that I was riding him and saying, "Oh my God, I think I just heard your dad pull up. I think your dad's just busted us. Oh my God, he's going to bust you."
That's kind of creepy.
Seeing this guy out in public today was amazing because I really would have loved to say something about, "Oh, don't you want to call me stepmom and suck my toes?" But
nice. I like that.
But yeah, needless to say, I don't think I'll be having any more drama from him because, yeah, when confronted face to face,
people aren't as ballsy.
No,
as they
especially
are
when you've
phone.
Got dirt on them.
Yes.
And you know that they've got a little small dick and they actually have a thing for their stepmom.
Yes.
So
how funny would it have been if the stepmother was present at that time and you could have actually mentioned...
Oh, isn't it a shame that they weren't voting together as a family like I was?
Yeah, literally. And I had no shame confronting you. I find it interesting that people can be keyboard warriors and be thinking that they're safe behind a phone or safe behind a computer screen. But when put in a situation where they're face-to-face, tell me, how did he react to you confronting him?
Well, that's the thing. I'm only a little short.
No, you are very small.
5'3" chick. I'm not a big, scary, I don't know.
And you're very attractive too.
So I feel like I'm not scary.
You're not. You're not. You don't come across as scary, and even your persona is not scary. And you look blonde hair, blue eyes, pretty little face with a cute little nose, little lips like that. Oh, you're welcome, babe. No way would I feel threatened physically
by you, but yet he, do you believe that he was
feeling? 100%. The look on his face, like he could, if he could have dug himself a hole to jump in,
yeah,
he would have done it. Like the look on his face, he could not have run across the road and disappeared quicker. Like it was actually hilarious. And just the fact that, yeah, the fact that I've got so much dirt on this guy, like it was really hard to bite my tongue and not mention in front of Ryan Park and all the local MPs that were standing out the front handing out ballot papers that this guy likes to suck on people's toes. So
while dreaming about his stepmother fucking him. Exactly. Yeah, gotcha.
Like that's totally legit, right? That's normal.
Yeah, that's yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, I just thought that was a very interesting experience. And for my family to witness me just switch into like
that mode.
Ruthless, I'm gonna let this cunt have it mode. Like yeah, it was good.
Wouldn't that have given your mum a little bit of confidence to actually be like, I think my daughter's got this?
I think it did, because like we had to go to Food Works, buy some groceries and stuff after that. And to be honest, I could see mum kind of giving me the eye, like, good on you kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I could see her, like, she definitely witnessed what I'd said to this guy and taken it on board. And she knows I don't take shit. Like,
yeah. You've never taken shit, but to know that you can stand up for yourself and you don't have any qualms or embarrassment or shame in being able to have that confrontation in public.
Like, oh, not at all.
A lot of people would have run and probably hid from someone like that, which would have given him a lot more confidence.
That would have given him the power as well.
Correct.
Whereas I feel like I've taken back whatever power he may have taken from me in the messages that he sent threatening me and whatever.
Yeah.
I've taken that back today by being like, okay, well, face to face, you're nothing.
Yeah, literally.
You're nothing.
And like, having that opportunity also will give you encouragement for the next person that tries to do that. Definitely. You will go right up to him in front of their wife.
Like the guy that messaged me the other night, if I see him out,
what happened?
100% I will walk up to
him. So tell me about that message the other night.
So that's the guy I was telling you about that basically came around to my place for a meetup.
Yep.
And when he said, let's take things to the bedroom, I said to him,
so, oh, is this Ranga?
Yes, this is Ranga. Yes. This is Ginger Nuts.
Okay.
So, yeah, I said, well, how long do you want to book me for? An hour? Half an hour?
Yeah.
To which he replied, oh, what are you talking about? And I said, well, it's $300 an hour, $250 for half an hour. And then he mysteriously had to go to his car and get the cash out of his car. So I'm not stupid.
That's the oldest trick in the book,
when
man.
When people start gathering all their belongings.
Looking for his vape. And his wallet was right there.
Oh, I've got to finish my drink. I've got to go to the toilet. I've got to do all this just to walk down your driveway and get the cash out of my car. Like, I knew straight away that this guy was planning to leave.
Yeah.
So I said to him, I'm going to have a smoke on the veranda while I wait for you. He turned around and goes, oh, yeah, no worries. I'll be back in a sec. I'm sitting on the veranda having a smoke, and I've literally just seen the headlights of his car turn on. And I've just seen him fang up the street in his car. By the time I got back inside, he'd sent me a message on Snapchat saying, no disrespect, but wait for it because here's the disrespectful part. I could get a 10 out of 10 for $300 an hour in Sydney. Maybe if you'd offered it to me for $100.
Wow. The audacity.
The audacity of it. The thing was, I was not expecting any clients that night. He came around. I'm sitting in my own house in my pajamas, no makeup on, just sitting there being myself. And for him to turn around and go, you're worth $100 an hour.
What a fucking
I can get
pig.
A 10 out of 10. So the messages I sent him back, let's just say he will not be contacting me again.
So tell me about what you said to him. So what was your reply? We'll get the phone out. One moment. We'll just pause.
Yes. Okay. So the message he sent, so this was the next day after he had bailed and basically insulted me and told me I was worth $100 for the hour.
Right.
He went on to say, sorry about the other night. I didn't expect I was there as a paying client.
You're at a sex worker's premises place of work. What do you think you're there to play tennis?
I'd previously discussed my rates with him before, so I was just like, okay. Then he went on to say that he was obviously a miscommunication, to which I replied, oh, good. Yes, it was clearly a miscommunication. However, your message was disrespectful as fuck. Sorry, but you blew it. I'd rather not see you again. Go message a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, go to your Sydney, your 10 out of 10.
Go message your 10 out of 10s in Sydney. Then he went on to try and give me legal advice, telling me that I should get a security guard, a safe, threats. And that I shouldn't tell anybody what I do because what I do could get me in a lot of trouble if I get caught. He then went on to back up his message with, trust me, I know my legal shit.
So let's just talk about the fact that New South Wales has decriminalized sex work. Sex work is completely legal on all forms. We can even do street work. You can. The only thing you can't do is solicit by posters on a fucking, like you would a nightclub or something like that. There, the rules and regulations, which I've discussed previous on previous podcasts in season 3 about the legalities of sex work. So we already know that this cunt has a 10-inch dildo shoved up his ass, as well as a mouthful of bullshit.
Exactly.
Continue.
The fun part was, he's only like 24 and he's actually just done 8 months jail.
So he's already a crim.
So he knows his legal shit.
Oh, apparently he learnt that in jail when Big John was fucking him
when they do your legal course when you're in jail.
Yeah, apparently.
So yeah, he said he's going to go and research that, because I went and messaged him and said, actually, you know nothing about what I'm doing. Anything I'm doing is not illegal. I'm allowed to work from home as an independent sex worker. I actually have an ABN and I'm running a legitimate business. Also, I already have a safe, which is not kept on my premises. So please do your research before contacting me with your bullshit legal advice. Like I said, don't contact me again. Go message a 10 out of 10. And then he also said, but you trust me, right? I said, trust you because you know your legal shit. Yeah, rightio. You just did 8 months jail. I'm 34 and never had a criminal conviction. I don't think I need your legal advice. Bye.
That's an excellent comeback. You do realize that that was all just him trying to threaten you. His poor 100%.
The fact that he's telling me I need to get a camera and that I need to not tell anybody what I do. He's basically threatening me, going, well, I'm going to out you for being a prostitute. Well,
try to out me.
Try to out me. My whole family knows. Who are you going to tell? Like,
go tell your mum. go tell someone who actually fucking physically gives a fuck about you, bro.
Well, here's the next part of the story.
Yeah.
What's even funnier is how I met this guy is actually through his uncle.
No way.
So I messaged his uncle last night.
Nice.
And said, by the way, your nephew's cooked. So,
did you inform the uncle about what happened at all?
Oh, 100%. I told him the whole story. So he actually turned around and said to me, how dare he put you down and say that you're worth $100 an hour?
For starters, that was just his attempt.
Yeah.
His failed attempt at trying to discredit or the way you feel about yourself.
Well, the thing is, I know for a fact that this guy, he hasn't got a full-time job.
No. He's done.
I know for a fact he steals things from Bunnings and like sells it to people for money. Like, yeah, that's how he gets by. So the fact that he's like, oh, you know, don't tell people what you do, da 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 da. Maybe don't tell everybody that you steal things from Bunnings and that's how you pay for stuff, because.
And that's how you survive, is by stealing, by being a criminal, exactly. By being an unjust human.
How do you think he did 8 months jail? Like,
there you go.
So I think it's hilarious that I have people 10 years younger than me that have actually done jail time, trying to tell me how to live my life.
Yeah.
As I said, I'm 34. I've got no criminal convictions. I'm a good girl.
Yeah. And you don't have to actually justify yourself to either myself or anyone else in regards to the way that you make your money, because you have a legitimate business. Are you stealing from anyone? No.
Exactly right.
Are you going into shops and stealing products and then selling them? Have you done time? You don't actually need to justify your existence as a sex worker. And saying a legitimate business, you have a legitimate business. This is a company. This is a company that is taxable.
Yeah.
So if you're paying taxes, is he paying taxes?
Oh.
Obviously not.
And he still lives at home with his mum. Bless. God love him. But, yeah, you know.
Hopefully the uncle goes and has a chat with mummy and daddy.
That's what I'm hoping. Because obviously now the uncle's aware that this guy is, like, talking to sex workers.
And in such a derogatory way. Yeah, and threatening them.
Degrading to them.
And you then could take that to the police.
Yeah, exactly. With the threats. Oh, yep. Get a camera. Why am I going to need one?
Exactly.
Are you saying you're going to come around and do some shit? Like,
yeah, literally. And they think that they can put the fear of God in you by saying sly comments like that. But they don't realise that those sly comments can end him back in prison.
Oh, and he doesn't realise. I still got all those messages saved. So
brilliant. You're like me. I delete nothing. I delete nothing. So if he was to ever show up at your place, you can take that to the police and be like, he's already threatened me and now he's shown up. Yep. You now need to arrest him for at least 3 days.
The last message I sent, when he goes, are you sure that's legal? I'll check it out. I said to him, don't contact me again. I'm blocking you because you clearly can't read. So
he probably didn't learn that in jail.
He obviously has no avenue to message me on because I've blocked him on everything.
Oh, good. That's a good move.
The thing is that I don't think he would have expected me to go and message his uncle.
No, I've actually done stuff like that in the past when I've actually had not the similar situation, but a very similar scenario, and they didn't know that I knew their family. I've contacted their family. You want to threaten me with an out? You want to threaten me with violence? Well, now your whole family know, and now you're getting kicked out of home. How's that feel, cunt?
How does it feel?
How does it feel to think that you've got the upper hand and then I just fucking slug you out the fucking field, cunt? Pull the
leg out from under him.
It's not just that. I'm going on a fucking home run with you and fucking just backward walking to all the bases while I fuck you in the ass. Literally. What a fucking grom.
I can guarantee you he's been fucked in the ass in jail.
Oh, probably. That's the only way he survived.
Pretty little ranger.
He has a pretty little face. He probably looked like one of those ones that could actually take it.
He was definitely someone's bitch. Let's be real.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So any other stories that you have?
Oh, gosh, there's so many. I do have a client who is, how do we say this, a little bit on the spectrum. Lovely guy, but sends me the most craziest messages, like, I'll just get messages, you free for blow job on Tuesday. That's wow. It. That's all I get. But then when I ring him, he was talking about Tuesday in 6 weeks.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing next Tuesday, let alone Tuesday in 6 weeks' time. Like, yeah, I don't know how far ahead these guys think we plan our shit. But, like, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing in Tuesday in 6 weeks' time.
Just like, there are some basic people out there. You were telling me a story about a person contacting you in regards to a doubles booking. And you
know, yeah.
We'll just get through that story quickly. That was
definitely an interesting one. So a couple of nights ago, I got a phone call.
From a foreigner?
Yeah, he sounded foreign. He basically was implying that he wanted to bring his wife to the booking, and I was like, okay, that's definitely a first.
Mm-hmm.
He then went on to tell me that his wife was scared to have sex and that she hadn't ever had sex before.
His wife had,
yeah,
okay.
So I was like, well, that's a bit strange, like,
yeah,
it's your wife, how old is she? And he said, oh, she's 26. And I was like, okay,
so is she scared to have sex or never had sex? What is it? That's like, what get I was your story to kind straight.
Of getting a bit more information out of him. So I said, can you be a bit more specific? Like, what do you want from me? Mm. And he said, I want you to teach her. And I was like, well, what? Teach her how to give a blowjob? Teach her how to be fucked? Like, I don't clarify. Know what you mean, kind of thing. And he said, oh, I don't want you to do it on me. I just want you to teach her. And I was like, but wait, why is she scared? Like,
yeah.
So obviously it didn't make sense. So that's why I asked that question. And I said to him, is it consensual? And he goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I'm like, well, why is she scared then?
Mm.
And then I repeated myself, is it consensual? And he goes, no. And I said, what? So you're trying to rape her? To which he replied, yes.
Oh my fucking God. And so, I just thought I heard it all.
Yeah. So I'm turning around. I'm like, wait, so you want me to rape your wife with you? And then he goes, it's my girlfriend. So, obviously, okay.
So, first it's a wife, yeah, now it's a girlfriend. Wife,
now it's a girlfriend. And, yeah, first she wants to have sex and she doesn't want to have sex, then he wants to rape her. So, I just had to cut him off and be like, listen, I don't think there's anything I can do for you. I don't think there's anything I can contribute to this conversation any further.
This is like making me feel uncomfortable. Please don't contact me
again. And good luck, I don't know, raping your wife.
Oh, my God.
To which I just hung up. So yeah, that was a really, really strange one because I've never been asked
in a situation
to show someone how to have sex and how to give a blowjob, let alone then for them to turn around and be like, yeah, it's rape. Like, yeah, my mind was just blown.
I almost feel like that can't even be legit, but you know what? In this industry, we are exposed to so many things that we don't. Like, well, never...
that was one of the instances where I've gone, maybe someone's fucking with me. Maybe this is a prank call. But his accent sounded too legit for it to be put on.
Yeah.
So it just makes me realise, you know, there is some really whacked out people out there. And if you have a wife who's not consenting to having sex with you, I don't think it's going to help by taking her to an escort's house and being like, look, this is how she does it.
Yeah, so do it this way. It's not going to make her
feel any better about the situation at all.
Look, I'm going to be honest about the whole double situation. So just to clarify a couple of instances, I've actually had male, female bookings before. And in no way, shape or form do they communicate in that way. And I've dealt with foreigners before. I've also had bookings with husbands and wives. And on most occasions when I'm getting bookings from husbands and wives, it's generally the wives that contact me. And they're the ones that are actually probably pushed. This kind of sounds almost bad. I've only got one instance that's different, but it's the wife that wants to do it. And it's actually the men that feel uncomfortable about doing it. So in my personal experience in the past 6 years, it's the woman that wants to fucking rape the shit out of me. And the guy's just sitting in the corner rocking, going, I don't fucking know what's wrong with her. Like, fucking, she just wants to fuck this bitch. Like, what the fuck am I here? Like, fucking, I'm sorry. How do I
have this? Why do I have to watch?
Why do I have to watch this shit? There was one different story where I actually had a male, a husband and a wife, right? And the woman was actually really shy. But I had spoken to her and she had expressed that she's really shy, you know, that she feels uncomfortable talking over text. So I actually met her husband first. We didn't have sex on our first booking. We just chatted. He took me out shopping. And the most uncomfortable thing for me was when we went shopping, he took me to places that he frequents with his wife. And they knew that he was
recognizing him.
Exactly. Yeah, he goes, oh, no, this is my mistress. He was continually introducing to me, to everyone, as his mistress. Meanwhile, this was the first occasion that I met this guy. Well, you know what I mean?
So I was going to jump the gun much.
Literally, like, and it's not that I'm an oil mistress. I'm a paid sex worker. In no way, shape, or form am I your mistress. Anyway, we ended up having a normal booking and stuff like that. And the wife never participated, but she knew I was talking to her via text. I even spoke to her over the phone. She knew what was going on with her husband. But then she ended up getting so shy because she has, I don't know, like a medical condition that she just didn't want to elaborate on, that she felt quite somewhat nervous about. So I never actually got to the point where I kind of met the wife. There was another instance where there was a male and a female, and I'm not sure if their marital status, but the guy didn't come anywhere near me. He just sat and watched while his wife, like, I fucked his wife. So she like, I was doing things to her that he was just looking and getting off on. So he was just sitting in the corner jerking off while I was fucking his wife. And at one point, he was even asking me, what did you just do then? Because I want to be able to take this home. She really
fucking liked that.
Yeah, she really fucking liked that. And I know my wife. So what did you do? And I just want to clarify that I'm actually not even gay or bisexual. I do find women attractive, but that's where I leave it there. I just think women are better to look at in general. There's tits, there's ass, you know, they're prettier. They take more care in their appearance. But no way, shape or form have I been in experiences in a long-term relationship with a woman. So sexually, I have no fucking idea what I'm doing. And to tell you the truth, I find it really hard to fuck a woman because it's hard. My arm was about to snap off by the end of the fucking booking. My arm was so fucking dead.
Lockjaw in your fingers.
I had lockjaw in my fucking mouth, in my arm. Like, everything was hurting. You know what I mean? So at that point, and even like using a strap-on and fucking someone, have you used a strap-on before?
Not yet. Girl. I had a guy last week, though, and he wants me to go buy one. So
tell him to buy it. He needs
to purchase it. Yeah. Because I'm not spending money on something that's going to go up your ass.
Yeah. Can I just tell you, fucking in general, thrusting is so fucking painful. Like, my hips and ass were hurting for days.
Really?
And I use strap-ons regularly with a lot of my male clients. Like, I'll be honest, a lot of my bookings are mainly fucking a lot of my clients.
Pegging,
A lot of pegging or a lot of anal and bull crushing. And there's some shit that I will probably discuss in another episode. But talking about fucking women, I found it extremely difficult.
I've always thought it would be fun, just because...
Well, each their own.
I feel like, because we're always on the receiving end, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like it would be fun just for once to be the one doing the thrusting.
Yeah, you'd think that, but, like, don't get me wrong, and I 10 enjoy... 10 minutes
later, you're like, ow, my fucking hips.
10 minutes later, girl, fucking 30 seconds into thrusting, I'm like, my ass is cramping. Like, I'm starting to get the fucking spasms on the side. Anyway, we're going to have to wrap up our episode. We have unfortunately taken it over time, but we will continue this conversation with Miss G. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And on that note, I shall say arrivederci, goodbye. I hope you have a fantastic day, evening, morning, night, whatever it is the fuck that you're doing. I hope you enjoyed your stay. And if you didn't, go fuck yourself. I don't really care, but thanks for the fucking view. Don't forget to follow my Facebook page or my Instagram or my Twitter. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this on multiple occasions. And if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to my previous ones. I'm not fucking repeating myself.